If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Nick's Place, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
My car?
It's yours. Black Porsche.
Yeah.
That's yours? Is it really?
They want me to move?
Move.
All right, tell
it.
Them I'll move in a second.
You can't. Oh, I'm in the suite.
No, I just want to watch this.
The actor.
Hurry up before he gets.
Before I get towed.
All right, before you get towed.
Blow hard. Part
ready?
You guys
you
have
ready?
Too many people here.
These guys.
Cam Hayward. Okay. Against.
Gilbert Brown.
Oh, my God. Gilbert Brown.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a two-gapping nose.
Gilbert Brown.
This guy, that guy could stop the run.
On your mark. Get set.
The Gravedigger.
Go.
Oh, man.
I mean, that is just not fair.
Cam Hayward wins.
So, and the Steelers won yesterday.
The Steelers won. Way to go.
How about the Steelers are winning the division now?
Well, by 2 games now.
The Ravens, yeah, they're done.
The Ravens are done. So
I like the Ravens. The Ravens are coming back. They're the hot team.
So how about this? He got a Roberto Gil picked. We had a real Roberto Duran glove in there.
It was the autograph looked like the autograph of a second grader.
I told him you probably did it.
He said I did it. I Googled his autograph.
It's real.
It's real Roberto Duran.
It's a real Roberto Duran. We had a real Roberto Duran in
it's
there.
It's odd that you had that up already.
It
just happened to be there.
And it's just a picture from my phone.
Yeah,
and the guy who picked first passed it up. That thing's worth $12,000.
Right, so we talked a lot of sports. You're in the acting business. You went to school here in high school.
I did.
You went to USC Film School, and you've been acting for a while now. How's the business for acting? It was a little tough.
It's slow right now, but it's starting to pick up. I think 26 is a big turn. I really do. But Hollywood's crazy. You live there now. You got to hear about it. It's nuts now. The industry. I mean, you must hear about.
You ever hear about the industry being crazy?
I mean, you're in L.A. It's nuts right now.
I'm not close to the industry. Just
but,
the TV stuff.
But right. They don't even take, like, one of the big deals is they don't give tax breaks to the studios, and so they move studios
that's
out
right.
of there.
There's nothing in L.A., and that's been the huge thing, right?
So a lot of actors move
out.
Away, right?
That's right. So, yeah. I mean, you just got it's too expensive to live there, and when they're not shooting things there, they're hiring people, you know, locals to do other parts that live all over the country, all over the world, and they're moving production. And that kind of, as you know, Hollywood is such
Austin
a big industry.
Austin is picking most of it up.
Austin, New Orleans, New Mexico. I was just there doing a movie. It's like it's everywhere.
How come we don't have any
but,
here in
But
Houston?
That also affects L.A.'s entire ecosystem, as you can imagine. You know, everybody benefits from when Hollywood is shooting.
After Republic Boot Company, I was driving down the street headed back to the station. And they were doing some shoot.
I saw it shooting.
Did you see it?
I saw it.
It looked like kind of a big shoot, too.
Yeah.
They had police there.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There was
I mean,
some girl in a window.
You know, that
there.
Happens all the time in my neighborhood.
Yeah, of course.
We're in Sherman Oaks, and you drive down the street, and there's huge production trucks outside of houses that are they're
really?
Shooting. Yeah, they're shooting stuff. Yeah.
No,
it happens all
big,
the time in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what it was. That was what was great about it, you know, but it is a ghost town.
Really?
I mean, I was on the Fox lot doing something a few months ago.
You said no one was
no
there.
No one. Nobody.
So when I did Colin Coward's show,
really?
I did Colin Coward's show.
He's on the Fox lot.
Yeah, he's on the Fox lot. I went there, and Dave, his producer, came and got me, he said, he goes, there used this thing, this place used to be popping. He said, there is literally nothing filmed.
Why did Netflix buy Warner Brothers for $88 billion?
Because they're taking over the business. But I don't know that that'll end up going through. But because their library is so vast, and they scrapped all the BS cable companies, right? They don't have to buy TNT, CNN, TBS, all those.
MTV.
And they just get the IP and then their streaming properties. Think about what you buy with that. They can go remake any of those properties now.
Yeah.
Right? Anything Warner Brothers owns, they now own it, and they can go, and now they can go remake any of those. And as you know, that's all you're seeing now. What's that?
They'll keep the studio?
I think that's the better chance. Like, if Paramount buys them, I think you're in bigger trouble, right? Because there's so many duplicitous jobs that a lot of people get fired. Whereas if Netflix does, I think they let it run as itself to an extent, and then we'll see. But all in all, it's just bad for business when you have less buyers.
So when the big actor strike, the SAG-AFTRA strike was going on, it was a SAG-AFTRA, or was it just a writer?
SAG-AFTRAs. No, it was SAG-AFTRA, okay. Yeah.
So I thought there was protections against AI. Is there protections against
AI?
There
is, but they're limited, and AI grows faster than every 3 years, and that's so when our contracts come up. So it's, you know, that will have to be an ever-evolving thing, you know, every year.
Is there a chance that you don't have to go back for a reshoot now and they just use AI?
No, not like that. There are a ton of things right now, both voice and likeness, where they can use AI. And you're seeing it more and more in, like, animated stuff, too, you know?
Yeah.
Huge. And in commercials. Like, ads are almost non-existent now.
Really?
Because they're getting built on AI.
So you're taking out actors' jobs.
Yeah. A lot in that regard.
Because there are some people that's what keeps them going.
Oh, many. Ah, many. Many.
That sucks.
All right.
But it'll be bad. All right, I'm out.
You better go before they tow your ass.
Bye.
All right. It's Black
play.
Porch.
Come
they
play.
Were afraid to tow it.
Hey, come play.
Huh?
Come down
I'll
and
come.
Play.
I'm going to come. All right. I'm going to come.
All right.
There's Eric Layden. Eric Layden, everybody. Famous actor right here amongst you. Right here. All right, buddy. In the meantime, we got more games coming your way. In the meantime, Lance is going to talk a little Underdog.
Underdog Fantasy, I want to tell you about their unwrapping gifts. This is the week of Unwrapped, where they are going to have a present in your lobby of Underdog Fantasy every single day. It's a profit boost. It's basically a free pick winner. It is going to be something every single day at Underdog Fantasy. All you have to do is go to Underdog Fantasy, download the app, use promo code Lance for your first deposit. After you make your first deposit with my promo code Lance, they're going to give you $75 in bonus entries. And after you spend your first $5 on a fantasy entry, and this is great because what you're doing is you're picking players to either go higher or lower than a particular stat, points, rebounds, assists. Are they going higher or lower? The more players you pick, the higher your payout gets. You can go as high as 5,000 times your original play. It's astonishing. It keeps going higher and higher every single year. And it's a great time right now for Monday Night Football to do that. But I'll just tell you, they got football, they got basketball. Just go make money with Underdog Fantasy, but use promo code Lance.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You're on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So if you heard Nick last week, you really can't understand him. But here's the deal. He was talking about hockey. Hey, I want to know, how many hockey fans are here? How many hockey fans? No. Raise your hand. If you're a real hockey fan. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, okay. I would say about 35%, 30%. Well, you count. This is Michelle Petit. He played in the NHL for about 18 years for a bunch of different teams, and he wants to bring hockey to the city of Houston. Who wants to see hockey in Houston? And Lance also, right here, Lance, what's your title? Bring hockey to Houston?
It's about the community right now, trying to build a game for the youth. And then it just obviously comes together, and it's like, hey, you know what? We want pro hockey here. We got Michelle, who I've known 25-plus years. So it's a perfect partnership to try to grow this sport with or without professional hockey representation.
Yeah, and the big day is going to be March 21st. March 21st is hockey day here. Why don't you tell what goes on that day, Michelle?
Well, Lance is more the one to speak about that, but we're excited about the hockey day. Last year, the last 2 years, it's been a lot of people. My first year I was there, I had no idea how big it was going to be. And it was close to...
We had 4,000 the first year, 5,000 last year.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
And no, everybody had hockey jerseys, you know, and so everybody was chanting, you know, NHL, NHL, bring NHL in town. So yeah.
We had the Arrows for years, but it was minor league hockey, and it didn't. If we're a major league town, yeah. We want major league, and we want the NHL. If we're going to have hockey and it's going to be successful, the thing is this city going to be able to support NHL hockey?
Absolutely.
You think so?
Absolutely. There's so many imports here in Houston, you know, and they're from north of the United States and Canada. There's over 30,000 Canadians that works in oil and gas here in Houston. So you think about that, 30,000 that work in oil and gas, plus their family. It's over 45,000 people that are from Canada. There's not one person in Canada that doesn't like hockey.
No, everybody.
Everybody.
The national sport. And you barely beat us last year in the World Games, right, in the All-Star break, just so you know.
Well, it's going to be tough again.
I know it is. That was fun. That was a lot of fun. I think that did more for hockey than I've seen in a long time. That was awesome. That was the competition and how intense it was between the U.S. and Canada was tremendous.
Yeah.
But what goes on that day, Lance?
It's honestly the giant watch party. So we get, you know, a lot of people coming watching the game. We have live music. We actually have a guy from Buffalo, New York. He's a Texas CMA award winner. He's going to be performing at St. Arnold's. Introduction of being able to how to play hockey. But most importantly, we have a lot of support from the WHA alumni. So we're going to announce it, but I'll break it now. Mark and Marty Howe are coming back for year two. They partnered with us a $25,000 matching donation to help grow the sport in Houston. We've given it to all the different organizations. In addition, you know, we have the Houston Hockey Hall of Fame banquet the night before. Again, just trying to bring this all together. 2024 November, the Houston Aeros WHA had their 50th anniversary of the WHA team. Jack Stanfield put it on. And after that, it just created a lot of momentum for us hockey fans in Houston. So for us, you know, Hockey Day in Houston is run by people. Myself, I worked for the Flyers organization for 15-plus years. We have others who have USA Hockey experience. One's a VP in USA Hockey. The one thing people don't realize is Houston has a lot of hockey history. You know, I mentioned it earlier. We're inducting Chi-Chi Yard. She's the first and only Olympic hockey player from Houston. Grew up here, played youth hockey here, played in the 98 Olympics. Well, it's an Olympic year. You just talked about it. We're going to try to use that as momentum to grow this sport. Bill Dineen's being inducted. Peter Dineen's going to represent him. Peter was worked with the IHL Arrows in the front office. We announced Terry Ruskowski today. You know, obviously.
Great guy. I worked with him for years here, and we did a lot of Arrow stuff back in the day.
And his claim to fame is he's the only professional athlete to ever captain four teams. So Terry's coming back to town, plus a bunch of other alumni. The support's there for it. So, you know, we try to make it. It's a giant watch party, but it's no different than what you see at an NHL, you know, city as a block party.
Are you guys inducting Bronco Billy into the
one day
minor league Hall of Fame?
He's got to buy
a team. Still playing. He still plays. Yeah. All right.
You call that playing? Sorry, Billy.
Listen, I'm all for it. I love hockey. I just went up to the Devils, a couple Devils games a couple weeks ago to go and to bring my daughter. She loves hockey. It's so much better in person. It's just so good. And I hope we can get it We got to get Tillman on board. That's probably the main thing. And you guys got other guys that are
Tillman and other guys.
Yeah, and other guys. And other guys. So if it happens, it'll be awesome. March 21st, you're a big guy now. Did you fight a lot?
No, not really.
No?
No, you only fought Bob Probert.
You brought
Probert? He fought Probert
twice. Who won?
The first one I did.
No,
I,
you won?
I won, hands down. But well, second one, no, I didn't see a thing.
You're a big guy, and your name is Michelle. So did they,
and my last name is Petit.
Little Michelle.
Yeah.
I mean, did they make fun of you in the league?
No.
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 You sure about that?
But yeah.
It's a big guy right here, and he'll go. You want to go? You want to go? Yeah, let's go. We'll go, yeah. Let's go. And you chainsaw Probert? Did you really?
Boom! That's probably because I was so scared.
What happened to the second one?
Second one, one punch, I was down.
Were you?
He didn't even hit me in the face. He hit me right on the chest.
And that was
down.
It. All right. Thanks, Michelle. We appreciate it, Atlanta.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Let's bring hockey back to Houston. March 21st at St. Arnold's Brewery. We love St. Arnold's Brewery. Let's go. Let's go. A little picture here. Bronco Billy, we appreciate it. There you have it. Thank you. All right, guys, we appreciate it. Thanks. Well, let's bring hockey back to the city of Houston.
All right.
All right. Right now, Lance, you need to come over and talk a little Green Street. A little Green Street.
Green Street, we're talking about Tom's Watch Bar. Red Nation rallies. This is what we're doing at Tom's Watch Bar at Green Street. So on Friday and Saturday home games all year long, they are going to have a party at Tom's Watch Bar. It's downtown. You're going to stop in an hour or so before the game. Let's make it an hour and a half to 2 hours. You're going to then start with the DJ, and they're going to have theme cocktails. They'll have team swag. They're going to be giving that away. They'll have different surprise guests all throughout the year. And after you're done with the pregame, go to the game. They're going to let you park for free at Green Street. So you get free parking validated by Tom's at Green Street. So park there, park for free, go to Tom's, enjoy it before the game starts. Go to the game or watch on one of the 65 screens at Tom's Watch Bar. And then when the game's over, head back over to Tom's for the postgame. It's the Red Nation rallies all year long on Fridays and Saturday home games at Tom's Watch Bar.
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What? This? Welcome back. Live at Nick's Place.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so Nick is trying. Listen, Nick has got a jersey that he's going to give away, and he's modeling it. I feel like one of the girls should model it, don't you? I mean, that's not something. That's really not something I want right now. What? Yeah. Lexi, put that on, will you?
It'll crush Skylar. It's so big.
Let
for
Lexi
Skylar.
Put that on. Listen, this is what it'll look like on a regular person.
Skylar?
Huh? Not Tyler.
Skylar.
Lexi.
I said Skylar.
Skylar. Oh yeah.
Meet the team, John.
Yeah.
Skylar.
He's calling her Lexi for some reason.
Oh, she's standing right next to him.
Lexi.
I thought you were looking at Skylar though.
Ah. There it is. That's what it'll, come on, Skylar, come out here. Skylar, show. Now that, now you want one, right?
Well.
Before, not so much.
I don't like where this is going.
He's gonna get
Thank
us
you, Skylar. Everybody gets a T-shirt before you go, okay?
A T-shirt, not one of those.
A green T-shirt, an ESPN T-shirt before you go. You're the first one here. You get it. That's nice. Right? That a girl, Skylar.
You know what we need to do? I noticed one of the servers here has a neck tattoo. And we need to get you a neck tattoo during one of these parties.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean,
you're in L.A. You're in L.A., so you could also be a barista.
Yes.
If you want to do that there with maybe just
I'm thinking about being a barista
like
now.
An Astros right here. An Astros logo right here. They would hate you.
Oh, no, I know. Everyone would hate
you.
In
L.A., they would hate you.
I know that. That would be great. That would be great.
Go to a Raider game with that and see how long you live.
So,
oh wait, they're Vegas now.
Yeah, they don't care.
Who cares? And
nobody goes to the Rams games.
Yeah,
nobody
that doesn't matter either.
Rams or Chargers?
Chargers.
I'm going. Yeah. Nick might go. Nick, are you coming with? Who wants to go to the Texans Chargers game? Let's go.
Are you giving away tickets?
No, I'm not giving them away.
Oh,
you buy your own damn ticket.
Oh, okay. Nobody
I'm
wants
doing
to
that
go.
Crap.
Nobody
no.
wants to go.
I'm not.
Are they staying at your house?
No, they got great hotels there now. It's awesome.
Are you paying for the flight?
They got great flights. Boom, in and out.
The best flights.
The best flights you can possibly get. And how about this? It's raining so bad they might close the airports or flights are going to get canceled on Christmas. And that's when my daughter
rain?
And her baby are coming. And,
because
and my
of
son-in-law.
Rain?
Because of rain. Yeah. These people don't. Well, you don't know. It's now all of a sudden you got mudslides. It's just, it's awful. It's an awful place. It's just an awful place to be. But it's going to be raining there. For those of you that are thinking about going to L.A. after Christmas, be careful because it could float right away. That's how terrible that place is.
Let's get back for a second to the college football playoffs and some of the games. Oregon beat James Madison. As expected, you had Ole Miss smashing Tulane. I guess as expected, they were 17.5-point favorites, but Ole Miss really showed up. So where do you stand now on group of five teams being
I think
there?
They should be there. I absolutely think one should be there.
Yeah.
One team should
well,
be there.
Well, if you don't put them in, you're getting sued.
Change the rule where you don't have to have
But hold on. What if the group of five – no, it's pretty much set up where – well, theoretically – with conference championship games, no. You're going to have a group of five team that probably qualifies.
Yeah.
There's really no way around it.
Yeah.
More than likely.
One group of five, they should have never taken James Madison. The rules dictated that they had to take a conference champ. Get rid of that rule. They only need the conference champs that are in, and they don't need another conference champ.
See,
let's say James Madison wasn't in and Notre Dame was in. Notre Dame would have gotten in, right? Would have been Notre Dame.
Not over Texas. Yeah, it would have been Notre Dame.
It would have been Notre Dame over Texas. Notre Dame and Oregon, that's a pretty good football game.
I think Notre Dame beats Oregon.
Yeah, I think maybe. I don't know. At Oregon, I don't know. I think we're overvaluing. Let's not forget the two teams that Notre Dame played, they lost to. They played two decent teams.
Yeah, but you were talking about a freshman who had never made starts ever in college football. Those were his first two starts
they
ever.
They had two of the best running backs in all of college
football.
Wait
a minute. Let's not act like the Aggies whipped Notre Dame. It took a holding penalty on the last play and Berkecher to make a great catch.
They won.
So they won, but it's not like Notre Dame didn't play with them, and that was the second game that C.J. Carr played. By the end of the year, C.J. Carr was playing much better, which is not unusual.
Not that's true. But the fact of the matter is they only played two teams and they lost.
Yeah.
Texas A&M played two teams, and they lost both of those games.
Yeah.
Well, they played three. They beat Notre Dame.
Look. By the end of the year, I felt pretty confident that Notre Dame was better than Miami and probably Texas A&M, but I wasn't sure on A&M. I'm sure now after watching the game against Miami. Now, I always knew that was going to be a dogfight because Miami's got a really good front. I figured it would be a low-scoring game. Couldn't believe the over-under was 52.5.
How about in the third quarter, the live over-under was 16.5
yeah.
in the third quarter.
And it went under.
And it went under.
Yeah, Bain and Mesidor are really, really tough. Entire Miami defensive front is really tough. Marcel Reed just played poorly. The interception he had was a bad interception. Now, I'll just get this out of the way.
Two bad interceptions.
Yeah, I'll get this out of the way. Was it a helmet-to-helmet? It was crazy because on the play before the third down, but see, it was third down. I would have handed the ball off because Miami had like five on the line. With splits,
if they call the targeting, they're up to the 2-yard line, right?
Yeah,
they go half the distance of the goal.
Now, people ask, why are they not talking to us about this on the broadcast? Because there's a Miami player in the fencing post
laying out,
doing that, and it's probably an uncomfortable topic.
And it was probably uncomfortable for the refs too.
Yeah,
but you know, while it's going on, Elko got to ask the refs, hey, are we going to look at targeting here? The kid is laying on the ground. The kid that would be, not only is he going to be, we don't know how he's going to be, but we're going to penalize him on top of it.
You know,
but the fact of the matter is, he brought that on himself with that hit.
Well, but he didn't duck his head. He hit.
It
he
was
hit,
helmet to helmet.
He
though.
Hit through the shoulder. To me, they got to stop calling anything on the face mask where you're keeping your head up and you're hitting the shoulder. Like, to me, it's not a popular sentiment with doctors probably and brain doctors. But, I mean, look, if you're not – targeting is supposed to be – the definition of targeting is dropping the crown of your helmet and targeting with your helmet. That's not what was done on that play.
Well, helmet to helmet is targeting too.
There's a difference between helmet to helmet and targeting.
Right.
I don't think – incidental helmet to helmet should be called. Now, ooh, that was a hit.
That was a big hit, bro.
But that's the difference is if you get a big hit, it's a flag. But if it's not a big hit, it's not a flag. They flag big hits sometimes that aren't even targeted. Did you think Jalen Petrie was targeting?
Did I think?
Against the Chiefs?
Well, no, he didn't hit him with a helmet.
Well, Mitchell Schwartz will show you something where he came through the shoulder and eventually the helmet touched the other guy's helmet. See, that's incidental contact.
That's
not a targeting. You can't just do helmet and helmet.
No. But
you can't.
But Tours was direct helmet to helmet. There was no shoulder.
But
it was helmet to helmet.
He was not targeting with his helmet. That's the difference.
Well,
it's not a true targeting.
It's still a penalty when you hit helmet to helmet on a defenseless receiver.
If you're begging for calls, I don't want to hear that that's the difference in the game if you score 3 points.
No, like, but it me, should have been called. It wasn't a difference.
I've been listening to this.
It should have been called.
First, obviously, I've looked at it several times. It's one of the biggest hits in the last 20 years of Miami football. Miami people are lauding him for putting his life on the line, all that tough football talk.
What do you think?
I didn't think it was targeting. I think, as you said, he connected with the
shoulder first,
chest,
and then
he went through him because of the velocity, and he hit him in the head. That's not, by definition, targeting. You have to have indicators, even with the defensive receiver.
They didn't even review it.
They didn't review it, I think, because he was laying on the ground like that.
Well, maybe, but I don't think the indicator suggests a target. It's a hard hit, and unfortunately, Touré was the guy who suffered the brunt of it.
When the other guy's head snaps back, usually it's an
automatic.
They just throw it automatically,
and then they review it out. Yeah.
And they didn't do that. And then once he was on the ground in the fencer's pose.
Did you see at the end? When Bryce Fitzgerald, the freshman, made the play to end the game, Touré, they're trying to walk him to the locker room to get him checked out, and he would not leave. He dapped up Fitzgerald.
He ran off the field by himself, and I was waiting for him to fall.
Well, he kind of stumbled when
he stumbled
a little bit,
and he said, "I'm staying for the last play or two." And then as Fitzgerald's making the pick, they're walking him off, and he wouldn't leave. So the trainers had to grab him and drag him back into the locker room.
Let me ask you.
They should have dragged Michael Irvin with him.
No.
Oh.
Legend. Leave the man alone. He's
so
a legend.
So for those who didn't see, Michael Irvin.
What a tough day it had to be for you. You had to watch a former Cowboy and Kane celebrate, and you couldn't taunt me.
Celebrate? So Mario Cristobal.
What a tough morning and afternoon for
Mario Cristobal, the head coach of Miami, is being interviewed, and
he's
got to run over and make it about him, Michael Irvin, in the middle of the interview. Then he's got the video of him putting a number 12 jersey over a trash can, taking a
belt to ass,
and whipping it, going, BTA, belt to ass. And he had a whole video like, Michael, you know what? Why is Michael Irvin the only guy that we see doing this for Miami?
I don't know. Andre was at the game. They interviewed him on ACC Huddle, I believe, or Pat McAfee did.
Andre who?
Andre Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Edrin James was at the game.
Were they doing any of this nonsense?
Well, Michael's kind of like our mascot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's Sebastian the Ibis.
That's so sad.
And then Michael Irvin.
That's so sad.
And we
sad.
Love him. Sorry. Sorry, Texas can have Matthew McConaughey, Minister of Vibes. We got our Minister of Vibes, okay?
Minister of Vibes.
Minister of Vibes.
That's embarrassing.
Okay.
You're embarrassing.
Minister of
Vibes. Your whole program's embarrassing. And who's going to win?
Cotton Bowl. I don't care what you say. It had to be a tough afternoon for you. You couldn't text.
Wait a
you the couldn't worst. Say a
so,
damn word.
No, so you do know that Ole Miss is going to
We're not playing Ole Miss.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Ohio State
is going to beat you guys.
Yeah, play. And I heard A&M could block Reuben.
No,
Dane
but
too.
This is real.
The team who couldn't block Indiana,
Ohio State.
Block Indiana. They gave 13 points.
I said Ohio State couldn't block Indiana.
Hold on, you got.
That's what I said.
You got 10 points against the Aggies.
On
Ohio
the road,
State's defense is way better.
Who cares? On the road,
and
the
then,
wind.
When Tony scored a touchdown,
you can't get to me. It doesn't matter what you say.
Let me ask you
Keep talking.
This
who
is
do you root for again?
This is a serious question. When Tony scored a touchdown and he went over there by the fans, were you worried that DPS officer? from the South Carolina
game. I mean, they do have a history.
Was going to come tase him?
They do have a history. I wasn't worried because there's like three 300-pound guys around Tony. The DPS guy was going to take a back seat.
Well, the DPS guy goes like this.
Sorry. When Inez Cooper is standing over there and McCoy, he wouldn't have done anything.
He should have given him a shot like the other good DPS guy.
Yeah, who got banned?
South Carolina.
Who got banned from the stadium?
Yeah, that's
that
right.
Okay.
But all the Aggies love him. And well, they should. That's right.
Their last great
moment. Protecting
their team. The Aggies haven't had a good moment since.
Protect the tunnel.
Well, that's
What do you mean? They came back in the second half and kicked their ass.
South Carolina sucks, okay?
All right.
Beat a good football team for once.
Hey, they won an SEC game.
They haven't beat a good football team since September.
They won one.
Don't get me riled up. They haven't beat a good football team since September, all right?
All right, we got to talk about
it. Thank you. You should have brought it up.
Miami.
Oh, it's not fun anymore, huh?
Gonna get their ass handed to them.
And by the way,
who cares?
New Year's Day. Boom.
The thing you need to know about John, you can't take anything he says about college football seriously. He doesn't root for anyone.
I root for everyone.
He paid money so he reached for LSU. He married into the family. He didn't grow up rooting for a team. He's trash. Don't listen to him about anything.
Whoa.
He's trash.
Whoa.
Who did
you
root for?
If you want to talk about who's a fan.
Who did you grow up rooting for?
You know how much money I have spent.
Exactly.
And how much have you spent?
Who grew
zero.
Who did you grow up rooting for?
On your team.
Who
did you won't even go when they're in college?
He spent any emotion on the team.
He spent his emotion.
Who did you grow up rooting for? You won't even go.
It's always a party. You know what it is?
Oh, emotion.
You know what it is?
Because I was nine.
It's always a party. John doesn't suffer losses. Either they win or he doesn't care. Either they win or doesn't care.
Not a fan. Not a fan. He won't even go to the game.
You can't even.
I travel all over the country to watch LSU.
Good.
And
do you care when they lose?
Yes.
You don't.
He doesn't care
when they lose.
Yes.
He doesn't care. He can't remember because
Thank
he's
you.
Drunk. He doesn't remember anything about LSU games.
Dell blows.
You can't touch me, John. Yeah. You can't touch
me. If you guys thought the radio was just a gimmick and a bit,
you can't touch
not.
Me.
This
Terrible.
Is real. This
well,
is real.
He won't spend a dime on his team.
You're the epitome of a T-shirt fan. I root for the Cougs.
I root for
LSU. I root for Okie State. As long as your coaching buddies gives you a shirt, you root for that team. Trash-ass John.
Yeah. No. My little emotion.
Trash-ass John.
I root for my team. No,
you can't touch me, John.
Me.
10-3. You can't touch me, John.
Terrible.
You can't touch me.
We got a break. We got to talk Republic Boot Company. Well, you're supposed to, but I will. But Lance, surprisingly, Lance is eating during the show. Did anyone ever heard that? This is what we get all the time during the show. Now you guys get to watch.
I'm just letting you guys argue about two teams that are irrelevant now because Miami's going to get smashed by Ohio State.
You don't root for anyone either.
No one's. Boom.
I root for the number.
Exactly.
Yeah, whatever the number is, I root for it. Oh. And this time I'm rooting for -10.
Good
Ohio
for you.
State.
And you're gonna lose that bet.
No,
too.
I'm not. You're
yes,
not
you
even
are.
Getting a 10.
Julian Sayers not
scored
20.
You're not getting 20. A 10.
Julian Sayers not scored 20 points.
You know,
he's not getting a 20.
31
he's
to 10.
Not getting
you know what number we're talking about now? 1836.
Yeah.
That boot.
Yeah, that's
what
right.
A great year.
That's right.
That boot.
What a great
right.
year.
The 1836 boot is you find it only at Republic Boot Company. It's like a cut, although they will customize the boot to your foot.
That's right.
Yeah. They'll customize the boot to your foot, so it's like you've just bought customized boots. And the selection is incredible. Now they got an entire hat room, right, where you go get the hat fitted perfectly for you. You can pick all the different – how many leathers did they have in there?
It's
unbelievable.
Skins. Like, they have over 200, I think.
Yeah.
It's insane how many they have. And including gator, you know, they got to shoot your boot. Well, they have their own gator farm that they use for their alligator stuff, but it's a different that the gator hunt that they have, which is going on, I think, next October. You can sign up for it right now, and you're guaranteed to get a gator on the gator hunt, and you're going to have custom boots as part of the package. You can go find that at republicbootcompany.com. They're there in the Heights. So if you're there in the Heights doing some shopping, grabbing something to eat at one of the cool little restaurants, hey, stop in at Republic Boot Company because it is a really, really cool spot. A lot of great gift ideas, a lot of great boots, hats. They have a hat bar. They can stitch anything you want into any of the gifts you're going to buy. It's a place that you really need to go see if you haven't been there. It's located in the Heights. It's easy to get to. And the website has all the different things that they're going to offer for you in the events coming up at republicbootcompany.com.
Texas tatted on my arm. Got Houston on my back. Cause I love the city I'm from. Hands up if you feel that. I'm
This is John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Nick's Place. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Team strong, we'll break them out. Lay them down, then rake them out. Car roof like Reliant. When the sun out, I drop the top.
Welcome back, live at Nick's Place. All right. So, we got all kinds. Listen, this is not. We apologize to people that are listening in their car because it sucks. This show sucks for you. But you're not here. That's on you, okay? Yay, right? If they want to complain, what should they do? Get over here. So we're going to play game show roulette, Christmas roulette. Christmas roulette. Where? How about these? Kinder Bowl, LSU and Houston, tickets to the game. Nico's, Jack's Grill, Best Stop, Agricole, all gift cards. And or you got, what is that? Clam juice, coconut milk, herrings, and dried shrimp. Habanero, and a habanero. If you pick one of those, you got to eat them here, okay? Or you get the gift card. Are you ready, Tyler? Oh, what's it? Oh, my God, it's chunky. Oh, coconut milk is chunky. Ready? Go, Tyler. What's he got?
A gift card.
Opa! Nico's. Who's next? Uh-oh, Juanita. All right. Come on, pick one. Come on, everybody's scared now. You got chunky coconut milk. Ugh. Oh, wait. Red. Oh, a gift card. Yay. Nicely done. Who's next? Chase, come on up and do it. Let's go. Oh, gold. Let's see what you get. Pick it up. Coconut milk. Oh, what is it? Herring. Oh, God. All right, you just got to smell it. No, you got to, oh, no. Oh, God, he's got to eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Oh, God. Oh, God. I don't want to. Oh, God. Coors Light. Get him a Coors Light. Herring. He wants some? Dollar store herring. Was it good? Horrible. All right, let's go. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. No. Oh, God. It's not horrible? All right, finish him. No. Who's next? Cam Hayward. Come on. Cam Hayward is next. Let's see. It's not bad. Smoked. Here it is. Uh-oh. It's a card. What do you got? Dried shrimp. Dried. Eat it. Eat it. Dried shrimp. Dried shrimp. Yeah. No. No, God. Oh, God, he's eating it all. Good Lord. We have the best sports of any. I mean, you want to talk about a good sport.
Give me some of that dried shrimp.
I just want to see somebody drink this coconut milk, though. There's clam juice. Dez said she needs it for her clam, or linguine clams. Which one? Oh! Gift card. Way to go. Oh, I wish the Cowboy fan got the coconut milk.
My luck is not great.
All right. Who's next? We still got Kinder Bowl tickets. Who's going to risk it? Here we go. No, thank you. Yeah. Blue. Wait, there's two blue. Oh, you picked the wrong one. Oh, no. Shit, don't make him drink that. It's chunky. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Bro.
It's what? It's fleshy. Oh. It's, oh, God. This is. Don't, oh, my God, he drank it. Oh, no, he's going to puke. That's not bad. Oh, my God. It's chunky coconut milk. You don't have to finish it.
He's representing the chat.
I know he is.
And so is Rhino.
Yeah. All right.
Somebody else is coming in out of the bullpen to finish it?
I just feel like this guy would have been better at basketball than the you guys we had. Okay, White, pick one. Pick one. Oh, no. Okay, LSU Houston. Oh. All right. Oh, what's that? Yes. You did? All right, now they know where the Kinder Bowl tickets are. Oh, there is. Okay. Well, okay. That really didn't help because it's the one with the white. She mixed them up. What's the one with the white? Oh, he and he didn't get it. Clam juice. Drink it. Okay, there's a Kinder Bowl and a jalapeno.
Clam juice is delicious. Oh, my God.
Habanero, which is worse.
Habanero worse? Clam juice. Here he goes. Let's go.
Clam juice.
Boo.
All right.
I'm booing from behind a sandwich.
Who wants to risk it? Clam juice or habanero? I mean, Kinder Bowl or habanero? All right, come on. Don't talk it, be it.
No, we got this guy right here.
Oh, he is, okay. White. Let's see. What is it? Kinder Bowl ticket. You want the habanero? Well, right there. There you go, you got it.
Legendary. Be legendary, sir. Yeah. I did the habanero. Wait, that's a real pep? That's just a habanero pepper?
Yes.
What are we doing here?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Wash it down with clam juice.
No.
Wash it down with clam juice. That's for the. He said that's for la raza.
La
that's
raza. For la raza. Hijo de la chica. No mames!
What a way!
Cabrón! Míralo! Oh!
Wow!
That was Christmas.
Oh, he wants to wash it down with clam juice!
Oh no!
Give that man an MVP! 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 And then have him wash it down with coconut milk water! Wow! Órale, way! La raza, way! Con lloroy, no mames!
Peachy clam juice!
Whoa, órale, you can't say that!
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah.
Oh. A la verga, a la verga, way!
Órale! Ow! Yikes!
Man,
we got some listeners now. All right. We got a break.
That guy's an MVP.
There's an MVP right
Listen,
there.
Listen, Kenneth.
Oh, wait.
Kenneth is one of our interns as well. This is not why you get into radio, to watch people eat habaneros and drink clam juice. Yeah. That's not
but
it. It actually is
it's
it
a
in
benefit,
a way.
Though.
It is a benefit, yeah. Yeah, it's wait till you see the eggnog chug.
Yeah.
We got gallons this year.
And then, you know who might – they might have to call John Daspit.
Now, we're hoping they don't call John Daspit on us. I'm hoping – Are we insured? because John Daspit has the opportunity for you to, you know, make the phone call. Make the phone call if you're in an accident at work or on the roadway. Nothing is worse than being injured in an accident where it's not your fault. It's someone else's negligence. And at work, it's a really big deal because, you know, you can't work. They may choose not to pay you. You need somebody fighting for you because, you know, as much as you want, you know, you love that job or whatever, if you're not working, they may try to squeeze you a little bit. We know the insurance company is going to try to squeeze you. So who do you have fighting for you? Well, John Daspit passionately pursues justice for the injured. He's there for you. He's on your side. Give John Daspit a call anytime you're concerned at 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. John Daspit and his law firm will start fighting for you. Or go to DaspitLaw.com. That's 713-CALL-NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.